You are listening to an online message from Limbrookwood Baptist Church. For more messages, upcoming events and weekly activities, please visit www.lwbc.org.uk. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter by searching Limbrookwood BC. Thank you for tuning in.
It was lovely to be invited to share in this, your anniversary year. Now, when Helen asked me to find a Bible verse for a bookmark, the verse came to me that became special to me shortly after I'd become a Christian, as I said, 60 years ago. I was given a little round plastic badge, and it had a picture of a robin on. And the words on it were, "Casting all your care on God," 1 Peter 5:7. Of course, those days we only had the authorized version. Well, I felt I should sort of send that verse to Helen, and I had no intention of preaching on it, but God obviously had other ideas. So this is my text for tonight. The full verse being, "Cast all your worries and cares on God, because he cares for you." It is a lovely thought, but not so easy to put into practice. So I'm preaching to myself as well. I'm quite good at handling quite a lot of things, but as Tony will tell you, I do give myself a hard time sometimes, and do find it hard to hand over some things to God. But I'm learning. Last year at Rugby Baptist Church, we had Bible studies on all the disciples. And at the end of the studies, we were asked, which disciple were most like us? I wonder if I asked you that question, which disciple you would say. Any volunteers with answers? Well, the majority of our people said Peter. Yeah. But it's very comforting to know that despite all Peter's mistakes, he actually became the leader of the early church. We know that he was very willing, but a bit impetuous. He blurted out things before he thought about what he was saying. His faults are all there for us to read in the Bible. He was the kind of person that had to learn things the hard way. And he probably was a bit of a worrier. If you remember that time when Jesus was preparing the disciples for the crucifixion, he worried about it. And he took Jesus to one side and said, "Never, Lord, this will never happen to you." Just imagine, Peter was ordering God himself not to go to the cross. Peter also did that amazing thing of walking on water. He was walking towards Jesus, but then worry took over and he began to sink. But perhaps worst of all was the anxiety that took him when he adamantly denied ever knowing Jesus. And that was devastating for him. But the Lord is good. Our other Bible reading that Tony read for us tonight about one of the resurrection appearances of Jesus. He was by the lake. He was preparing breakfast for the disciples who had been out fishing. After breakfast, this time, Jesus took Peter aside and asked him 3 times, "Do you love me?" And as Peter professed his love for Jesus, restoration started to take place. And the Lord commissioned Peter, saying to him, "Feed my lambs. Take care of my sheep. Feed my sheep." Well, in the other Bible reading which Tony read to us, Peter's doing just that. Firstly, he emphasizes the ministry of the shepherd. And as the elder shepherd who loved Jesus with all his heart and mind and soul and strength, he gives a message to leaders and encourages them to gently oversee their flock without lording it over them and other advice. And then he starts to give instruction to all Christians. And my prayer is tonight that his words will speak to us. So although Peter had ongoing problems with anxiety, he actually learned how to deal with it. And he's passed that lesson on to us. He shows us that there is a connection between having humility and our ability to conquer anxiety. Peter wrote, "All of you, clothe yourselves with humility towards one another, because God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under God's almighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you." So these instructions and the end of Peter's epistle have actually been called fundamental attitudes for spiritual maturity. Fundamental attitudes for spiritual maturity. One of the things he did warn us about was to be alert against pride, because God hates pride. And it will always cause people more stress and anxiety. And of course, it's what the devil uses to attack us, trying to trip us up, make us proud. He's like a roaring lion trying to trip us up and devour us. But I think most sincere Christians would say that they wanted to be spiritually mature, spiritually effective, and that they wanted to be all that God wanted them to be. Well, Peter is showing us here that if we're going to have the ability to cast our burdens on God, then we will have to have humility. We will need to develop a humble attitude. Did you know that God has created a certain garment that fits everybody? Now, I don't know about you, especially you ladies, going to the shop and they say, "One size fits all." I'm very wary of that. Well, there is one garment that can honestly be advertised as one size fits all. And it's the garment of humility, which every believer is commanded to put on. But perhaps Peter had a specific image in mind here. He used the Greek term that means to something you'd tie on yourself with a knot or a bow. Of course, he's actually talking about a work apron. In those days, a slave would put on an apron to keep his clothes clean, just as we do if we're going to do a messy job, put on the apron. But at that time, the apron became a symbol of humble service. Now, humility is the attitude that shows that we're not too good to serve others and not too great to stoop and carry out menial tasks that seem below us. I was at an induction service a few years ago, and the church secretary was talking about the minister who was moving on. And she was saying how willing he was to help. And she added, he always made sure that the dustbins were out when they had to be emptied. Now, everyone found that, you don't expect that kind of comment at an induction service. Everyone laughed. But just to show us that there's nothing beyond us, we should be able to carry out the menial tasks. We also have a lovely Christian friend. I think he's about 95. And he's an amazing man. He cycles everywhere and or walks. But if he's walking along and he sees any rubbish lying around, he picks it up and disposes of it, either at home or wherever, puts it in a waste bin. So you often see him with empty bottles, cans, paper. A humble task. And there are lots of humble tasks that we can do. We're not above anything. Now, in instructing us to put on the apron of a slave and serve others, Peter might have been thinking about Jesus. Remember the incident where Jesus got up from supper. He laid aside his outer clothing and he tied a towel round himself. Then he poured water into a bowl and began to wash the disciples' feet and wipe them with the towel. But here's the scene. The disciples were about to start supper. Supper started to be served. They still had dirty feet. And as probably most of you know, in those days, people ate whilst reclining on floor mats. Now, in a good-sized group, one person's head would be next to someone's feet. And I know Tony wouldn't want to be next to my feet at a meal. So it became the custom for the lowliest person in the household to wash everybody's feet before the food was served. Now we know from the scriptures that the disciples were always arguing about who was greatest. So to find who was the lowliest of them would be difficult. So since none of them volunteered to perform this servant duty, Jesus took on the task himself, leaving us all with an example of humble service. We clothe ourselves with humility towards one another when we meet one another's needs without regarding any task as being beneath us. We haven't got to wait for someone else to step in to do the dirty work. We need to get on with it and do it ourselves. We are to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. In Micah 6:8 it says, what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. The mighty hand of God in the Old Testament is a symbol of God's controlling power. The humble person realizes that God is in charge. And what God wants is always accomplished. He wants his sovereign purposes fulfilled. God is all powerful. He's our deliverer. He's our protector. But he also disciplines us and corrects us. We need to realize that God has only good intentions for each one of us as his children. So whatever our circumstances, he can use them for our benefit to build us up and make us more like Jesus. Humility requires a strong confidence in a caring God. We won't be able to humble ourselves if we don't think that God really cares for us. But we can if we know that he does care about us. And I can assure you, after 60 years of knowing it, God does care for each one of us. He loves us and he wants what's best for each one of us. And I say, as the beauty of getting older, we can look back and see those times when we were struggling. We had those really difficult times when the Lord was obviously carrying us through whatever we were struggling with. Now, we all have problems. But, you know, problems can develop us rather than destroy us. Our difficulties can become stepping stones rather than stumbling blocks. When we're able to say, however haltingly, Lord, it's difficult for me. I'm having trouble handling this trial. But I'm giving it over to you because I know that you care for me. We're then casting our cares on God. Now, I like picture language, and it helps me grasp things better. And interestingly enough, the word casting in 1 Peter 5, 7 was also used to describe throwing something on something else, such as a blanket over a pack animal. And it was the same word that is used on the first Palm Sunday story, when the disciples threw their cloaks on the colt and then helped Jesus to get on it. We are to throw our burdens before Jesus, just as the disciples put their cloaks on the colt. We are to take all our anxiety, all our discontent, our discouragement, our despair, our questioning, our pain, our suffering, all that we're going through, and put it before God. Trade it in for trust in God. God really cares. All your anxieties, the big and the small, nothing too small, nothing too big for him. Corrie ten Boom inspired the words to be written, "There's no pit too deep that Jesus can't go lower. There's no problem in the world that Jesus cannot bear." There's one other aspect which I thought I should include because we all find difficulty with, and that's admitting when we're wrong and being able to say sorry when we're wrong. It almost seems as though there's this inbuilt pride within every one of us when we just find it difficult to admit when we're wrong and find it even harder to say sorry. We wriggle and we squirm and we try to find another way out without sort of saying the sorry. Yet the only true way out is to acknowledge that we've done wrong, to humble ourselves and confess our sins. Then God, and hopefully anyone who we've wronged, will forgive us. But God will then go on and cleanse us from all our unrighteousness, make us clean again, put those clean, wonderful white robes on us so that we can start again living out the Christian life. Now, the foremost way to avoid anxiety is through prayer. And then the next logical steps are right thinking and right actions. But of course, these must also begin with prayer. But the Holy Spirit will help us. He will enable us. But we've got to listen for his guidance. Listen and be sure the way he's leading us. And the best way to react to problems is with thankful prayer. None of us are very happy when we've got problems, so actually to have thankful prayer seems very strange to us. But Philippians 4:6 says, "Don't worry about anything, but in all your prayers, ask God for what you need, always asking him with a thankful heart." Pray with gratitude and realize that the problems may not go away, but God will always give us sufficient grace to cope with it. And as he meets our needs, he will be perfecting us, making us better people, making us more like Jesus. He will be affirming us, encouraging us, strengthening us. Peter tells us this in verse 10. "But after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who calls you to share his eternal glory in union with Christ, will himself perfect you and give you firmness, strength, and a sure foundation." The real challenge of Christian living is not to eliminate every uncomfortable circumstance from our lives, but to trust our wise, good, and powerful Father in the midst of every situation. As disciples, we need to accept the fact that we live in an imperfect world. We need to allow God to do his perfect work in us. And our Lord then will give us peace as we confidently entrust ourselves to his care. During World War II, an armed German freighter picked up a missionary whose ship had been torpedoed. They got him out of the water and put him in the hold of their ship. And for a while, he was too terrified even to close his eyes. But then he sensed the need to try and get some perspective into the situation. And he shares that this is what helped him to get through that night. I read, "I began communing with God, and he reminded me of his words in Psalms 121. My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not suffer his foot to be moved. He that keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he shall neither slumber nor sleep." So I said, "Lord, there isn't really any use for both of us to stay awake tonight. If you are going to keep watch, I thank thee for some sleep." The missionary placed his fear and anxiety with thankful prayer, and the peace of God entered his heart, and that resulted a good night's sleep. If we believe God's care for us, we don't need to worry about anything. We can focus on God and the needs of others, confident that God will always meet our needs. The Lord Shepherd, the Lord is my shepherd, Psalm 23, most famous of all. "The Lord is my shepherd, I have all that I need," the New Translation. Give your cares to the Lord instead of being weighed down by them. Concentrate on the goodness of God, not on the problems that plague you. Are you clothed in the garment of humility? Cast all your worries and cares on God, because he cares for you. Remember, anxieties or to be cast, not carried. Amen.
You are listening to an online message from Limbrook Wood Baptist Church. For more messages, upcoming events and weekly activities, please visit www.lwbc.org.uk. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter by searching Limbrook Wood BC. Thank you for tuning in.